This piece was brought to you by Cain Vineyard and Winery, cain5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Opinion. Health is the state of which medicine has nothing to say. W.H. Auden. 70% of the world's antibiotics are being pumped into factory-farmed animals. That doesn't scare you? It's very simple. Antibiotics are a sign of sick and weakened immunodeficient animals, and eating and even handling these animals puts our health in danger too. Our question to the industrial food complex is, are you really such lousy farmers? Are you so completely incapable of raising healthy animals that you have to jack them up with chemicals the second they are born? How did this become acceptable? Factory farm livestock and poultry today come from dangerously manipulated genetics that create breeds of animals that grow much faster than the way that nature intended. The effect is musculoskeleton problems, metabolic disease, and cardiovascular problems. While the animal is getting obese, its systems can't catch up and they need medicine to help keep them alive. Meanwhile, the results of humans interacting with antibiotic-ridden meat are mutations leading to medicine losing its efficacy. It's also killing the diversity of approximately 1 trillion bacteria, which live deep in the coils of our intestines. Bacteria, which Michael Pollan explains, exerts a profound influence on our health, almost as important as the genes we inherit from our parents. These bacteria can help humans keep obesity and chronic disease at bay, as well as some infections and food-related illness. We see a lot of labels like natural, which means next to nothing, and no hormones on factory farm chicken, which is bunk because it is illegal to use hormones in chickens. Cattle, sadly, are another story. But what we want to see is the unambiguous promise of no antibiotics. Americans must demand meat that has not been fed antibiotics as part of the routine. Given the economy of scale of commodity farming, we would hope the price increase would be minimal. But if it costs more, we're happy to eat less, but better, safer, tastier, healthier meat. There is no ambiguity here. We do not want medicine in our meat. It's absurd and dangerous. Corporations have to become better farmers. I'm Patrick Martins for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.